Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
US 103, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmiths, 8 o'clock every Saturday morning right here.
I'm just trying to wake up over
Get
here.
Get more coffee.
All right. I'm. Believe me, I do my part.
I do as well.
Yeah,
We're gonna talk about lots of guns in America.
That's right. America's got lots of guns.
That's what this segment is.
It's a good way to put it.
There it is.
It's a good way to put it. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to WQUS this morning. Glad to be here and glad to be bringing you good, wholesome American gun talk here on this Saturday morning. I get people ask me all the time, you're on a classic rock station and you do a gun show. I said,
right.
Yeah, we do a gun talk radio show,
yep.
Because we're all good, responsible Americans. Most of us are. And we bring you the news on the gun industry and what's going on. We love our Second Amendment. We love all of our amendments. Well, most of them. And we want to keep our Constitution alive and well. So to do that, we got to be diligent. And special thanks to all of our sponsors, Tri-County Roofing, Diamond Gyms, and Williams Gun Sight Company. As well as Town Square Media helping me out here all the time. We are glad to be here every Saturday morning.
It's a big part of the history, the tradition of the U.S. And when we say lots of guns in America, I mean, we quantify that. You've got a new report out.
Yeah, I do. We got a new report on, it's kind of cool news, too, because it's right from guns.com, which is one of the best doggone websites you can get to get authentic, unbiased news. It's just pure gun industry news. We really enjoy it. We've been getting it for a long time. It's guns.com, and the report is from the 7th of January. So it's a week old already. We've got a couple weeks old.
It's still current. I mean, it's the latest
information
available.
Oh, it's right there.
It's
just coming out, but it's like, holy cow. From the world of guns in America, there is more than 15 million guns purchased in 2024.
So 15 million guns were purchased in 2024. Are those new guns?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they're saying is new guns. Now, I can't quantify that exactly, but I'm thinking that because the gun industry has grown so much, a ton of that is brand new guns. I'm sure there could, because a lot of individual sales aren't tracked. And even here in Michigan, long gun sales, we have to do paperwork, but it doesn't get turned into anybody if, like, I sell a gun to you, as long as you have a background check or a CPL. So pretty interesting how it all works, but a CPL being a concealed pistol license. But more than 15 million guns purchased in 2024. Now, and we get this information kind of backdoored through our FBI NICS check system. They did 28,097,205 background checks in 2024, according to the FBI.
So does that mean that a number of the people who applied for those didn't pass?
No, what it means is they have to do NICS checks for a few things. So it's a background check.
Uh-huh.
And so you...
So but anybody who bought one of the 15 million guns that were sold in 2024 would have had a NICS check?
Yes, if they bought it from a dealer.
But there were 27 million, so 12 million of them.
28 million, over 28 million.
So over 13 million had to do with something else.
Right. Now, on Black Friday alone, there was 613,000 NICS checks on Black Friday alone. I know, I've done that before. I accidentally find myself in a gun shop on Black Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, it just happens.
Just an accident.
You
wander in, next thing
you
know, there you are.
You might have a flat tire, next thing you know, you're in a gun shop.
Yeah.
Or you're real hungry, and they might have a vending machine. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Or snacks. But anyways, I find myself in a gun shop, Black Friday. I go to get a NICS check, and you end up getting a delay. Or you have to wait a while, because there's so many NICS checks going through at that time. Because people are lined up at the counters buying their special deals on guns, because most gun shops have specials on Black Friday and Black Friday weekend.
Right.
So pretty cool, though. So for the last 65 months, the trend in the United States has been Americans have been purchasing over 1 million firearms per month, according to guns.com and through their FBI sources that they're getting. They're gathering their information from. So over and above that, it doesn't account for private transfers and sales, or this very, very small number of homemade guns that are out there. They act as if the ghost gun thing is huge. It's not huge. There's not, 14 people in your town with a 3D printer making guns. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. They might think there are, but I think it's a fallacy, and I think it's all just to make it illegal. But when the truth comes out, all the years I've been in the business and been going to gun shows and talking mm-hmm. about, the business for me is talking about guns, I don't think I've ever even held a homemade gun other than a flintlock that one of my old buddies, there was a Korean War vet, made. And it was a work of art, a beautiful old flintlock, where you got to turn your head when you pull the trigger because the sparks fly and mm-hmm. You feel like not quite like Jason Bourne, but a little more like maybe Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I like Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mel Gibson. All right. Well, enough of that.
A lot of good movies.
You know it. But The Patriot's one of my favorites. But it's astounding to think of the popularity of firearms in America. Now, that leads us all to be responsible gun owners in America. That's important. That's why I'm a member of the NRA. That's why I'm a member of NAGR, National Association of Gun Rights. That's why I belong to my local clubs. I give to the NRA, ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action. And I'm always talking about USCCA, which I think is terribly important that you're insured. Plus, you gain the knowledge that they give you. They constantly pump good knowledge at you. So join the organizations. Be glad you pay your dues. Join a local club. And hopefully it's one of those clubs. Like, I'm a member of the Flushing Pistol and Rifle Club, or Flushing Rifle and Pistol Club. And they are NRA-only club. You have to be a member of the NRA to belong there. And I know there's lots of clubs around like that. So whether it's a Huntsman Club out in Dryden or Hunter's Creek, I think it's called, great places. Get out, do your shooting, or over to Blue Water, and do your shooting over at Blue Water. But practice what you preach. And always, always practice being a responsible gun owner. I had a meeting in Lansing on Wednesday of this week, Dan, and I completely forgot my Tommy's Heart Foundation cards. And I was amongst what I thought was a room full of liberals. And I thought, do I hand out my Gunsmith Show cards? And I did. And the conversation was wonderful. This is great. I said, yeah, we talk about responsible gun ownership and we promote it. And this is wonderful. We're glad to hear this. And I said, yeah, we need people to be knowledgeable, not just wanting to build walls. Mm-hmm. We got to be knowledgeable about this stuff. Guns are not bad. People are bad. And we got to be good gun owners and be diligent about protecting those who shouldn't have them and those that shouldn't even touch them. So, keeping them safe and sound and locked up. There's some good things out there that are happening. And there's also some outstretching and getting into the depths of our personal rights that we want to try to squelch a little bit and keep it under control. So, but lots of good things happen in America, especially lots of gun ownership. So you, what do you got? 30, 40 guns, Dan?
No, it's around 60.
Is it really? Well, good for you. You surprise me all the time, Dano. I tell you. 60 guns. Yeah.
Some people think that's too many.
He likes to squirt flies with squirt guns. And so they're good. They're like, you got Nerf blue ones, yellow ones, orange ones.
All kinds of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at a Red Ryder the other day, a classic old Red Ryder, a nice one that I was thinking about. Yeah, you could use that. That'd be fun off your porch.
I had, I always wanted, I had a little spring-loaded BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
But I always wanted air gun, pump.
Pump ones are nice. Yeah. We started off with the power lines, and it'd go through both sides of a Chase and Sanborn can, the old coffee cans. And then I got a real powerful Crossman 766.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a powerful one.
177 caliber.
You know it. It just blew the seals right out of that gun. I pumped it up way too many times.
But yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, that last one, you're like, yeah.
Should I do this last one?
Can't quite get it closed.
Yeah, I got a classic old Beeman I'm working on right now for a buddy of mine.
Then there's those ones like the pistols with the little cartridges.
Oh, CO2 cartridges.
CO2 cartridge.
They're fun.
Pretty handy too.
I still got one of those.
Oh yeah.
You know, I was doing years ago being a contractor. I was at the dump and I go, hey, look, there's a pistol case in the garbage dumpster, and this is at the dump. So one of my guys jumped in there and handed it up to me and climbed out of the dumpster.
And, dumpster diving.
Dump. Yeah.
If there's one thing, get John dumpster diving, it's a gun.
It's a gun. So, even on garbage day, I look for barrels sticking out of people's garbage cans. And
who does that? So who throws a gun away in the
people car? People do. Believe it or not, they're damaged, but there are parts there. Remember I talked a couple weeks ago about the importance of parts and how parts can be more than the gun's worth?
Yeah.
Well, in this time, I open it up, and there's one of those really cool-looking Crossman CO2 cartridge BB guns, and just for BBs, but it was the repeater, you know, and so it hold like 19 or 20 BBs in the tube, I still got it. It's got that real modern look to it, you know. It looks like something that Captain Kirk might whip out, you know. Well, kind of, but anyways, we won't go there. But anyways, still having that nostalgia around is fun. But like I said, I'm working on an old Beeman right now for a buddy of mine whose dad got it in like 58.
Yeah.
So it's actually, the whole thing's made out of brass. When the bluing's wore off, it's made out of brass. It's quite a tool. But I got to hand make all the seals for it to make it work again. So it's kind of like being a Stone Age gunsmith, you know, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Brass Age.
The brass age, there you go. Yeah, but I got the seals are made out of like horsehair, so you got they're the air seals for the pump, and then they're greased, and they weren't rubber. I don't know why they weren't rubber. Hmm. They're made out of like some kind of a hair, maybe a hair and rubber mixed, but probably did it like might be fiberglass to give it the rubber some strength so they didn't fall apart.
Right.
But these fell apart, so I got to.
So that's
find
why
something to make something
hence
new.
You're getting new seals.
I got to make
a little silicone.
I got to make. I imagine there's probably a kit I can get for that.
Oh sure.
And silicone might work, but it's got to be really perfect to the inside of that tube to work. So just fun little things that a gunsmith has to do. So lots of fun, though. Tons of fun with guns here in America.
There's a lot of them.
There is a lot of
we
them.
We got a lot of them. That's what this segment was all about.
Yeah, it is.
We got more coming.
We do have more coming.
We're going to do a little SHOT Show preview
when
we come back. Thank you. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.